When this gang of thieves rolls through your town, they actually give back. I'm talking about the Burlington-based band Gang of Thieves, and they've recently completed their Work Together tour, where they volunteered at animal shelters and food shelves in the different towns and cities that they hit along the way. Joining me now in the studio from the band are Tobin Salas and Nick Wood to talk more about the tour and about what's coming up next. Welcome, you guys.
Hey.
How's it going?
And I just mentioned the Work Together tour concept, but what's the mission? Tobin, you first.
With our Work Together tour, we've been trying to find places in every city to volunteer, just to put our own time back into these communities that we're traveling through, whether it's been at various food shelves or like food donation centers, helping sort food, helping like package food.
Did Habitat for Humanity.
Yeah, Nick Wood, take it from there. Habitat for Humanity, you mean like building houses for people in need.
And it was a lot of fun because when you're in the arts, you know, you kind of like learn to pick up some odd jobs, yeah. You know, some skill sets. So we got to dust off a couple old skills.
What's the inspiration for doing this Work Together tour?
You know, kind of a way to give back. We are certainly in some trying times now. So to kind of be the change that we wish to see. And to really like experience these cities from the inside out. When you're on tour, and especially like a long one, it can be a little like dehumanizing. It's cool to like put faces and communities to the places that we go to, mm-hmm. and really like be a force of good, you know.
I feel like especially coming from Vermont, like Vermont has such a good strong community. Like traveling through all these different cities around the country, we just see so much like negativity that we just wanted to help be a positive force to help inspire people in their own communities.
Right.
To help each other out. And like, you know, we try and do that through our music anyway. Like all our music, we try and make very positive. But doing all this other volunteer work was just like a way to expand on that. I mean, for me personally, I feel like I was always inspired by, you know, when I was a kid, like growing up and seeing these bands playing these huge benefit shows at like Madison Square Garden and giving away everything to some charity. That was just so inspiring to me as a kid growing up. It's cool for me to be in a band that's actually getting to a point where what we do can actually make a difference.
So how do you choose them?
And then we just reach out and see who needs help. Most places are just super stoked to have extra volunteers coming in, especially when we told them we were a band. People were like, oh, a band. I've never had that before. This is really cool.
It's just cool to raise awareness. You know what I mean? It's like even if they don't necessarily like go and volunteer at an animal shelter that next day, but just like kind of have it in the back of their mind that that's like something that you can do. We have a song on our last record called Work Together. Just wanna know where our passion will look today. Since you've gone away, trouble's all I know every day. Yeah, we could try real hard this time to read between the lines. Maybe we can work together. And it's, you know, just kind of about that same MO, mm-hmm. and I believe it was our tour manager, Francis, that was like, hey, what if we kind of like put pen to paper here and see if we can like volunteer on some places on the road. Like, we're like, hey, let's do this. And then we got the first couple out of the way and we're like, oh my God, this is so cool. This is so much fun. Let's just like do it.
So you go to a town to play a specific venue and you show up and you're like, okay, put us to work. We're here to volunteer. What's the reaction?
Oh, I mean, they're like a little like surprised at first. They're like, oh, okay, if you say so. I remember we volunteered at this like food drive thing in Detroit. It was us and all these like 75-year-old ladies that like loved us. Like we got along so well. They were a hoot. Every dirty joke that they had accumulated over their like 75 years of life was just getting like unloaded to us.
They, you know, found their, I mean, audience.
Yeah, so it's stuff like that that really like defined it.
Yeah,
you know what,
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah. Rewarding to give back, but
yeah,
also
yeah,
encounters like that.
It takes what we do and like the music and the touring thing from being just like one aspect of our life and just makes it like even more human. It just kind of takes it into this whole huge experience and a whole like lifestyle for us.
Not only were we inspiring other communities to be working together too, but it also helped us as a band like work together even more. We just like come up with like very like efficient systems and like work together so well. And I felt like that just created such a good vibe for us, even just on the tour, like it just made us all feel even closer and like more positive about each other.
It was like a great leveler. When you're in a band, and especially when you're touring, it's like being in like a big marriage. You know, we always say that like we put the fun in dysfunctional. You know, we're like all best friends, but it's like, you know, it's being like 6 inches away from, you know, four other people for like every second of every day. It's like no matter what was happening prior to, you know, working at an animal shelter, doing a food drive and stuff, all just kind of just got totally zeroed out by kind of having to link arms for better or for worse to get it done. Yeah,
it's like
a
therapy.
Common cause. Exactly.
Marriage counseling.
Oh my God, for tours. For real.
What do you do in your downtime? Do you guys still hang out together?
You know, we do. It's super funny. You know what I mean? It's like
we don't have any other friends.
Yeah. Well, it's like, you know, whenever we're like on our way home, we're like, man, what are you gonna do when you get home? We're like, I'm just gonna like watch Game of Thrones and like pet my cat, whatever. And then, like, not 45 minutes later, we'll get a text like, hey.
So what's next for you guys?
We have more new music coming up. We were just in the studio.
We're bringing back a little more rock and roll. We had our trombone player was with us for a few years. He's now moving on to other projects and stuff. So he's a part-time, like I mentioned earlier, he's a part-time musician with us. So now we're going back to a four-piece rock and roll, which is cool because that's kind of the original lineup of Gang of Thieves was just a four-piece instrumentation. And it's been fun, like, writing just, like, these very, like, heavier, funkier kind of songs. I'm excited.
Cool. How soon can we expect new music?
Sometime in
fall?
September, October.
Wow.
It'll be like singles and leading up to an EP eventually.
When all this heat dies down and we're like moving a little bit quicker.
Yeah.
Tobin and Nick, thanks guys so much for coming in and talking more about the tour and about the band. It was great to meet you.
Awesome. Thank you for having us. It was great to meet you.
That's Tobin Salas and Nick Wood from the band Gang of Thieves. Find out about their show coming up July 28th at Metronome in Burlington. You can find all the details at vpr.net.